So let's go ahead and move on to the PlayStation conference. And I'm going to go.
Damn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 8 of the Thought Patrol podcast. We are got a full house today. We are all joined. I have Caitlin right here.
Hi.
Anthony on the other side.
Yay!
I'm back.
Sean, as always. Ooh. Doing Sean things, I guess. And then Tyler
hey
across
guys.
The way.
Ooh, I'm back.
Yeah, okay. So.
Guess who?
Thank you all for joining us again for another week. We did. You can't hear Sean?
No.
What? Oh, you got to wiggle that because of the splitter. So you got to wiggle that.
Oh, okay. I hear it now.
Are you hear it now? All right. So yeah, thank you all for joining us. We've been having some audio issues. So there was a little bit of a hiatus in between episode 7 and episode 8. But we are back. We're back with a fierce power and a shorter episode. So that kind of sucks, but next week we should be back to normal with everything. So since I'm going to keep it concise for most of this. We're going to go ahead and do a little bit of an intro between all of us since we've got everyone here. So everyone can put a little bit of an input in. I'm going to have Caitlin go first. So how you doing, Caitlin? How's your week been?
It's been good.
That's it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't do anything, so.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't done anything this week. I sit around, I watch anime, that's about it.
See, there you go.
I know you've been playing Persona 5, and you're almost done with that. I know we took a break from that because we don't want to finish it yet, so now we're doing Nier. But what do you think about how the story's going in Persona 5? I know you recently hit one of the huge kind of, we're not say anything about it and spoil it, but one of the huge, huge things that happened in Persona 5's story. How'd that make you feel? I know I recorded that.
Yeah, I almost had a heart attack. It wasn't cool at all. I wasn't really expecting it, and it came right out of left field. So Persona is really, really growing on me. It's kind of hurting, so I don't really want to finish it just yet. So,
yeah,
I'm still waiting to see the video. I've heard it's Oscar quality.
Yeah. Problem is, it was on my Snapchat. I need to see if I could get it. But besides that, I recently finished Persona. Love the game. Right now, I'm working on the Platinum, which is going to take me a while. But I'm taking it with a stride because I know we don't really have anything to do for a while in video games. So that's how that's going. It's going good with me. How are you, Anthony? How are you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, you're good?
That's good.
same answer to what Caitlin said. Oh, I'm good. Okay.
Now you
I did that on purpose, just letting you guys know. I've been good, just same old, same old. Haven't been able to go on the last couple podcasts just because my schedule's been, like, really busy. But we'll probably talk about E3 a little bit later on because we saw E3 and all the cringy stuff about it. So,
oh, God.
Look forward to that. Oh, God.
And we also have Tyler
over
there.
I missed you, Anthony. Missed you.
Oh, Sean. I'm Sean. Sure
wow, stop. Sean, you didn't miss me? What is this?
I missed you, too. I just, if I miss you too much, people are going to start talking. You know what I'm saying?
So I got you, Sean.
I missed all you guys.
You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
All right, enough of the circle jerk. So we're going
to. Anthony and I are sitting next to each other, so no promises there.
Yeah, we're like right in each other's lap.
He's like inches away from my face, and like I'm getting a little too excited already.
I'm ready.
Oh. Watch those wandering hands, sir.
Yeah. I don't want to see anyone. Locked. Yeah,
but
keep it civil.
I've been doing all right. It's been a pretty productive week. Haven't done too much. You know, I just kind of work and but it's been a chill week. I actually today earlier just went and drove a fire truck.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right. Like I did that, and the second I got home, I crashed, and then the next thing I know, I woke up, and it's 10 minutes before the podcast, so I hauled ass over here, and here I am.
Wait, you got home and crashed the fire truck?
No, he went to sleep.
they let it take the truck home for a week. You know, you could drive around and stuff like that. Show it off to your friends.
Was that like your elementary?
I'd be off roading. I take that shit on the back roads. Yeah. Start hosing houses.
Was that like your elementary school project where you got to take a gerbil home for the week and make sure you took care of it?
And it's like, you know, the teacher has to go and like buy another one without the other students noticing. And then, you know.
So. Damn, that's never fun. Well, again, we're all keeping the model alive of that 100% professionalism, zero preparation. Mm-hmm. And then we come in and then we experience a shitload of problems for half an hour and start at 7:30. So
we do wing it, though.
I just like the fact that for like 2 weeks we get nothing but threats from Kyle. Be on time. Oh, we're starting at 7.
Exactly. Like I said, we got 2 minutes before the podcast. So I was like, I hauled ass out of my bed, like right into my car. I'm like half awake, and I'm like, I grabbed my keys, my wallet.
Well, it's a good thing we both live more or less like close.
Yeah, seriously, I'm like right across, like literally there's a lake. I could have swam over and like just knocked on his back door and like just like soaked. Like,
it's on the heart, right? It's supposed to be on the heart.
Yeah.
No, it's on.
I fucking do. Alright. Oh, time out. Technical difficulties.
No, yes, it is.
Is it working?
No, stop. What the fuck? You went the wrong way.
I didn't touch the knob. It was Caitlin.
Listen,
man, because it was on the right knob.
I just looked at it.
Caitlin, you looked at it. No.
All right.
It's because my eyes are brown. Don't mean shit.
All right. That's enough knob touching for Caitlin.
No. I didn't do it.
She's bad for touching anyone.
Right. I won't touch any more knobs. I don't want knobs.
Nope.
Wait, are you trying to say something? You don't want knobs?
No, stop. Everyone, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we're all acquainted with each other.
Sadly.
I'm glad we all had a good week. I'm glad everyone was able to make it in today. Although, as always, we had some issues. But we're going to go
ahead. How was your week, Sean? Well, my week was good.
Yeah, Sean.
I'm so glad you remember.
How was your week, Sean?
Sean, how was your week?
My week was good. Thank you. Thank you very much. I made money. I bought stuff.
Sounds like a good week.
Sounds like he had the best week of all.
That's the dream right there. Make money, buy stuff.
Yeah, and have no one ask about your week. That's the best.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I pre-ordered Stormblood, actually. I got the collector's edition of Stormblood, so.
Okay.
I'm actually going to be getting back into Final Fantasy Online, which is going to be a little weird after a 3-year hiatus.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Well, I'm sorry for leaving Sean. You know, it's because like I talk to him all the time, so I get sick of him, right?
Excuses.
So I try to excuse his voice whenever possible.
You get sick of me. I get sick of me. Imagine having to hear me talk all the time. It's terrible.
Yeah, I feel so bad for the people that tune in, right? All right. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and go into some housekeeping real quick, and then we'll move straight into we're going to have kind of a hybrid where both we're going to talk about E3 and then also talk a little bit about the news surrounding it. Since we did miss some time, we're going to devote a lot of the remainder of the episode to E3. So you guys will get a lot of the talk, basically. And so right now with the housekeeping, basically what I'm going to say real quick is, as always, thank you for tuning in, you guys. This is episode 8 of the Thought Patrol podcast. We will be talking about E3 today, and we are glad that you all were able to join us. If you like our content, please leave a comment, leave us some feedback, a thumbs up, a dislike, whatever you guys feel is right. And if you want to hear more of us, go ahead and give us a subscribe. In the description, we have both our podcast on services such as iTunes and Google Play. So if you have either of those devices, you can listen to us on the go instead of on YouTube. We also have our Twitter at Thought Patrol PD, and there is also a Discord channel, which will also be in the description below. If you want to come, I have pretty much all the hosts inside that Discord. If you want to come around, tell us we suck ass or do whatever you feel is right, we'll be there, and we'll give you a high five. I'll send you a dank meme, and we'll go on our way. Yeah, Cam's got a dank SpongeBob memes. So with the housekeeping aside...
Are you okay, Sean?
Bless you. I don't know what the hell that was.
Yes.
Was that a sneeze?
What was that?
Was that a sneeze?
No, that was me trying to choke back laughing. Unsuccessfully.
Okay, so real quick, I'm going to do a little bit of an overview of E3, and then we'll go in depth into it and talk about it for pretty much the remainder of the time we have for the podcast. And I'm just going to do an overview of major releases from each conference. And then how do you guys want to do this? You want to separate it where I'll go over a conference, some major releases, and we'll talk about that conference in general, and then we'll move on to the next one.
Oh, there's been something nice, like we discussed this before the podcast, but yeah, I like that idea. That's pretty...
Whoa.
We're like, wing.
Shade.
Who's the host here? And who's the co-host here?
Coco.
co-host.
Would that indicate equal duties upon Hill?
Yeah, if you want to get into that, what did you guys do to prepare for the podcast?
I haven't seen a notes, bitch.
I watched E3 videos. Okay. I prepared.
Actually, right. Watched a lot.
I like the idea, Kyle.
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys. All right, so we're gonna first start with Xbox's E3. I'm going to go over some of the major games we saw at the E3 conference. We saw Forza Motorsport 7, Minecraft in 4K. Wow.
Wait, Minecraft in 4K now?
We see the detail.
How detailed can it be?
Everything's voxel. You can see the pixels inside the pixels.
At what point does a game become Ark Survival if it's in 4K?
All right, so we also have Crackdown 3 they showed. They showed Sea of Thieves and State of Decay 2 as well. And as everyone knows, they showed off the new Xbox One X, which was normally named the Scorpio, which I thought was a much better name than Xbox One X. They need to fire the dude that's fucking naming these consoles, because Xbox One X...
You wonder, like, how do they come up with that? I mean, obviously, they probably sit in a room for, like, a certain amount of time, but then, like, how did they come to that decision? Like, these are professional people. I mean, at least I hope they're professional people. At least
they're all... Nice. That's because they're all old men.
Wait,
sounds it has, nice. It has, like, how do we appeal to the younger audiences? Just put another X after the Xbox.
Talk into the microphone.
It has wait, musicality
what is it called? Xbox One
yeah,
X?
One X.
Yeah, One X.
You know, like how when you were in middle school and you made your profile and it was like big case, little case.
Oh, dude,
big
I
case
had X. Rambo 273 with the uppercase X, lowercase X on each end. So
yeah,
so
there
cool.
You go. Yeah, that's who's naming see, these consoles.
It tracks. It is tracks people.
The 3 Days Grace album, One X.
No, what? If you look at the word, I think that's what they were going for. Is Xbox One X is Xbox?
That sounds so stupid. Wait, what a mouthful.
You just kind of like.
I mean, it's not exactly that, but it kind of fits into that. That's what I've been hearing about it. So, okay, well, that's due for worldwide release.
I thought they were going to go with zero because they've been going down with the numbers. They had Xbox, then they had 360, then they had one. So I legit thought they were going to call it the zero or maybe go into the negatives. I mean, follow suit. At least you have a theme running.
Negative 360.
The Xbox -69. Buy it now.
Dude, I'd buy that shit in a heartbeat. It'd be pre-ordered already.
I still think Scorpio was a better name.
Yeah, I definitely think Scorpio was better.
Scorpio was a better name.
But would it have suited the Xbox more, or would it be, you know, because what was the Switches? Do you guys know?
Was it the Neo? No,
I think it was Neo. No,
PlayStation Neo.
No. That was PlayStation. What was the Switch called? What was everyone's name for it before it was called the Switch?
Wasn't it like the Rainbow or something like that?
No, it was
some sort of hippie ad.
Someone get on. They that. Usually got 100 like people here with a device. Yeah, right. Stop slamming the table. All right. So for the Xbox One X, it will be due for a worldwide release on the 7th of November for €449 in the UK and $499 in the States. So, there is a lot of – it is a very strong system, so they had a lot of games they were showing off that would play 4K 60 frames per second. Now, not every title is like that. More of the major sports, you'll be seeing that. Like, they showed Crackdown 3, and it was like –
Nintendo NX.
Yeah, NX. That's what it was. But yeah, so for the Xbox, they were showing off all these things, and then at E3, they'd be like, oh, Crackdown 3 is going to be in 60 frames 4K, locked at 30. And you're just like, well, it doesn't seem like they're either the game developers, at least right now, got stuck in the middle of the development cycle with the X and not getting the like the dev kits for it, so they weren't able to properly optimize the game. So hopefully in the future, we'll see a lot more, because it is a very strong system. For $500, you're getting a medium end PC that could play a lot of games. So I hope they'll be doing stuff. They also showed off Deep Silver's new Metro Exodus, which is the newest in the Metro series of games.
That I'm excited for. That is about the only thing that Microsoft showed that got me excited.
Yeah, I saw those, and like I just played the first two. They had a sale on the Xbox for 2033 and Last Light, and I mean, those are great games. They're good story games too. Yeah. I mean, that makes me want to read the book, because that's what they're originally based off of. So
the comics are good.
They're comics. Oh, okay, gotta check that out.
Yeah. So that was Xbox's E3. So what do we think now? I know earlier in a earlier episode we had talked about this. I think it was at episode 5 when we were talking about where games are going. Sean had made a statement where he said that as we move forward, he thinks that games will become more just like branded PCs that they'll start selling. And as we see the Xbox One X come out, we're starting to see more of that gap being closed between high-end PCs and console gaming for somewhat of a cheaper price. So what do you guys think moving forward? First of all, we got a couple things we could talk about. The first thing is that with this Xbox One X coming out, it's really cool to see that the technology is advancing, but they're still being plagued by the same thing. We aren't seeing anything. What is worth buying a 1X? As we're looking at this,
I can tell you exactly why. The only reason to buy a 1X is because you got a $500 4K Blu-ray player. It's also a multimedia system. That's what it's got. Seriously, if you go out and price 4K Blu-ray players right now, that also have the TV box capability, you know, Netflix, Hulu, et cetera, the stream boxes.
All that stuff.
Yeah. You're not going to find one that's $500. They're all way more than that. So the big selling point that it's got is the 4K connection. And this time they've actually made a system that does what they advertise. It's not like the Xbox 360 where they said it had 1080p, but it could only output in 720 because of the connection to the motherboard. You know, this one actually does 4K. It does real 4K. It's not the pretend bullshit that PlayStation did. But Xbox still doesn't have the game library. Even with the backwards compatibility, it's still not a strong enough system to get me to buy it.
Yeah, they really need to build off of that, like, coming into E3 and then releasing the console. It's like you would expect them to, like, really start producing these, you know, like, a lot more AAA games and stuff if they were to compete with Sony. I mean, they have the console now. Now they have to act on, you know, the rest of their end and definitely build upon it. I mean, yeah, the backwards compatibility for original Xbox games, that's not going to do much. That's kind of like for those longtime Xbox fans who are like, here you go, here's some old games here, you know, like, it's kind of like for the 360 backwards compatibility, like, it was just cool, but, like, it's not a game changer, definitely. It's kind of like a nostalgia thing, if anything, but they need to move forward, not move backwards.
It's definitely a burn on Sony because Sony had the opportunity and to get the systems to be $14 cheaper per unit. They didn't put the chipset in to play the PlayStation 3 games. So instead of which PlayStation owners would have paid an extra $14 per box to be able to play their old games. But instead, so Xbox is just rubbing it in their faces. I think that was the only fucking reason to do it, was just to get a little bit of market share there and kind of go, hey, look, we did it. Fuck Sony.
Mm. Yeah.
Give him that one.
Yeah, I feel you.
It's Phil Spector, right? The guy who runs Microsoft. It's Phil Spector, isn't it?
Spencer, I thought it was, no?
Spencer? Yeah, Spencer? Well, whatever the guy's name is, when they asked him about first-party titles, because that's been Kyle's biggest bitch since day one, is they don't have the first party library. He said, well, we've definitely absolutely got them in the pipeline. I'm just not going to say anything because it's not going to be for, you know, it might be like 6 years or 7, or, but they're definitely there and they're really good. I want to say anything though, because it might be really long, like 10 years.
The brand new Microsoft Xbox One XX little case
PC.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So let's do a little bit of a run around the table. What do you guys, we're going to just get everyone's opinion real quick, because another thing, like, as I sometimes listen back to our episodes, and besides the cringing over the audio quality, sometimes I trying to see how we can make this better. Right. And the thing is we have 5 hosts, and a lot of the times, not everyone's talking. I just want to get more people to get their opinion out there. And I understand, it takes longer, but still. So we're going to go around the table real quick about Xbox's conference. What do you guys think? What do you guys want to see from Xbox? And would you buy an Xbox One X theoretically if you had the money? Would you put the money out to get an Xbox One X? So I'm going to have Caitlin go first.
No. Not at all. I've never liked Xbox. I mean, we had a 360, and I think its only perk is having, like, Halo, and that's about it. I just don't want... Never wanted an Xbox and probably never will.
Damn, she just straight up, like, that's what it is. You mean the jock console. Like, let's play Call of Duty and Xbox and some sports games.
That's about it, yeah. It has no games, and it's just, I don't even know. I mean, it can go 4K. I mean, who cares? It's still a shitty console, so.
Shit. I mean, it's not a shitty console. They just don't have a decent game.
Exactly, so it's shitty.
Okay, well, I guess that's how it'll be. So what about, so let's see, what do you think over there, Anthony? What are you guys doing? Are you on the same website?
We're both on the same website, yeah. And we're both looking at all the games that came out for E3 2017.
It's my cheat sheet right here.
Wait, hold on. There's one game that I'm really, really looking forward to. It's a PS4 exclusive. It's called Senran Kagura Peach Beach Blast. I'm really looking forward to that game. I want to play it on the big screen.
Sounds like a nice piece of pie right there.
Okay, and if you don't know what that is, just Google it, and Google images alone will give you the exact idea of what
it
is.
If you're under a certain age limit, I would suggest not to look at it.
Oh, God. What are we doing?
Yeah, or if you're offended by big titties. Yeah, I recommend not checking that out if that's the case.
Okay, but we were saying for Xbox One?
Yeah, for Xbox's conference, what do you want to see in the future?
Okay, well, first, if I had the money to buy an Xbox One, I probably wouldn't get an Xbox One or Xbox One X. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Is there another X?
No, there's one X. Xbox One X.
Xbox Triple X.
Xbox One X squared.
It'll suck your dick.
Right the fuck off.
That's good.
No, but I definitely wouldn't buy it. I think I'll just put more money into, like, the PS4 if I had that money. It's just, I'm not really interested in the games that they're coming out with. I don't know. It was like Caitlin said, it's just they don't have, like, the games to bring me over to their side. If they had more games, better games, they would definitely have me.
Come but to the dark now, side and I can...
Definitely is.
I can feel your boner.
What the fuck?
Ooh.
We're a little bit too close to be saying that kind of lingo over here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Can you not talk around the pop filter? What's going on there? This isn't...
As long as I don't say... Pussy.
This isn't an ASMR channel, bro. You need to keep chill on that. Okay. So okay. So what do you think, Tyler? What about, because I know you have an Xbox.
You mind if I go last for this since I'm the only one with the Xbox here that plays?
Yeah,
Xbox?
That sounds good. Okay, what about you, Sean?
Huh?
Give my full report.
What do you think about Xbox's conference?
I think they have a solid piece of hardware. I think their conference was dipshit because I think the only people that didn't make a fool of themselves was Nintendo. So, no, man, like I just got this. There was this meme I saw where it was that Mario Party level where you're on the top of a hit of like an island that's tipping and you have to bump each other off. And the meme had like Nintendo, it had Sony, it had Xbox. And then for some fucking reason, the fourth player was EA. And like, I don't know why, but you had Xbox and Sony just immediately turn around and run their own asses off the top of the table into the zone and lose like two retarded chickens. They just turned around, screamed and jumped off. And then you had Nintendo not move at all. And EA ran in circles for a moment and then threw themselves off. And Nintendo didn't move. They just stood there. And they won by default because they didn't fucking do anything and the other idiots just threw themselves off. That was EA for me.
In a nutshell.
Caitlin, what's happening?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing,
Caitlin? I didn't see Xbox do anything.
What is going on?
What is going on? I'm so confused.
It was a gift.
On a podcast.
Dude, it's the meme podcast.
Was it that good? Was it that good meme?
It was that good. Yeah, it was accurate. So for me, Xbox didn't say anything new or unusual. We knew what the Scorpio could do. We knew it was coming. It's not like it was the mind blower. They dropped Crackdown. Crackdown did decent numbers. It wasn't a fucking mind-blowing title. Nothing they released is... I mean, it's not like... Metro's coming out on all the systems. Mm-hmm. So, again, what stuck out to me about Microsoft is, look, trailers of stuff. A little bit of claps. Okay, look, we are going to be doing new stuff sometime in the next decade. Okay, go Sony. We're done. You know? And Sony followed up with doing almost the exact same thing. Only Sony was like, VR!
I know. Oh my God.
Like, the whole thing was a disappointment. But I don't, unlike everyone else, I don't think the Scorpio is a bad system. It's a good system. I just don't want to play it for the same reason they don't. You've got Gears and you've got Halo. That's not enough for me to come over. Sony's got a shit ton load of stuff. They're continuing to support it. They've got a thriving indie market. You know, they're doing enough to support their client base. The only thing they're not doing is supporting their older games, which I think they should do. That's still my biggest gripe with Sony, is the fact that they abandoned their PlayStation 3 titles. And that was always their strongest thing.
I think Sean hit it like right on the head there. Yeah, for sure. I definitely will fall back on what Sean said there. Now, me being the only one here that actually still plays Xbox, because you guys are all so nailed. You know, I'm here kind of like in the shadows, just like I'm the Xbox guy, and everyone else is like, you know, here playing Sony. And you know, there was a time where most of us did have, you know, we did have a 360 and we did play, and it was funny. It was fun, and you know, we had good times, and for what it was worth it, because we all had the same console together. That's what I brought it down to initially. That's my own preference. It's like I got the console that my friends had, and up until these past couple of years now, you know, everyone kind of slowly moved over to PlayStation because they're like, hey, let's get this, because you know, the Xbox isn't really doing much, and they haven't really done much lately at all. I mean, yeah, they have the new console coming out, that's pretty cool, but as someone who's been with Xbox for I'm gonna say almost a decade now, I've been in the market for looking and switching over to Sony, or maybe even get like a Switch or something like that, because yeah, they haven't done much other than, you know, kind of making their older games come back to life with, you know, backwards compatibility. That's the only thing that I really see them having going for them. Other than that, I mean, yeah, I'm looking at their own exclusives, and yeah, I wasn't a big fan of Crackdown. You know, all the other games that I usually like to play are for every other console, or at least for, you know, Sony. And I'm actually looking right now. I just forgot about this one, Ashen. Did you guys hear about Ashen? It was like that Dark Souls twist, more cartoony looking game. Oh, that's pretty cool. That's actually an Xbox One exclusive. So that, I mean, I might actually get that. But besides that, I think PlayStation definitely has better games overall. At least for everything that I play on the Xbox, PlayStation has themselves. And then I don't really care too much for Halo anymore. It's kind of gone. It's come and gone, you know. Eventually, everything kind of loses its touch, and they're getting there. Gears is getting there. I mean, I'm not saying it's a terrible. I'm not saying it's a bad franchise, neither of them at all. But you know, you kind of, you start to get, you know, a little bored of it after a while. And PlayStation has a lot of promises, so I'm definitely in the hunt for getting another. Saving my money, not getting an Xbox One X. I'd rather get, you know, a PlayStation or a Switch now, and you know, that way I still have an Xbox. I just don't need to have three different generations of one now, because I still have my 360 that's just collecting dust. If I get the One X, the Xbox One is going to start collecting dust. It's just going to be a Netflix console for me now. You know, I'll just have that to connect to a different TV. That's what it'll end up becoming. So yeah, a lot of these games are, you know, from Microsoft. The E3. Their E3 conference didn't impress me all that much, other than the console reveal and the original Xbox compatibility. That was about it for me. The rest, nothing. So, yep, there you go. Sorry, Xbox fans.
All right. Actually, so we've gotten everyone's opinion. I think Xbox will eventually step it up, because I think they've been working on getting and Xbox One X out.
It's not a terrible white company at all. I do like how they have their own twist on it, and you know, it just comes down to preference at that end, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So let's go ahead and we're going to move on to this. We're going to go over every or most of the conferences, some of the major things for you guys out there.
So.
What happened?
Anthony is what happened.
Oh, he's looking at Senran Kagura.
I turn over and look
on
at
his iPad of all things. IPad.
The more I look at this game, the more I feel like I'm gonna really, really enjoy it. I enjoy all the other ones.
The more boobs he sees, you know, the better the game's gonna be.
Those physics better be better than the last game I played.
Better be better. Better be better.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to cringe hard when I listen to this later.
Yeah, I put you in a...
E3 all over again.
Jeez. So let's go ahead and move on to the PlayStation conference. Dude. And I'm going to go.
Damn.
God forbid.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, yeah. No, that's my piece of play.
What the fuck was that?
I like lost it. All right. We're moving on from that, Kyle.
Oh, shit. Wait, I got to mark that down.
There you
just
go.
Just in case.
All right. I have like. I have candidates for our intro that we get as we play through the as we go through the podcast. So for PlayStation E3, I'm gonna go over some of the major games that have that were either shown or that are on the way with PlayStation 4. And we have Days Gone, which is the zombie style game. We also have the new God of War, which looks very good. We have the PS4 exclusive Spider-Man coming.
Stop. All right, screaming. I'm so excited. I have Kayla on the podcast anymore. Like,
good. Oh, my ears are bleeding.
That's going to have to be. I'm going to have to edit that too.
No.
Don't worry. I'll see that one on the wave graph when that shit pops up. It's just straight up max decibel for a good 3 seconds. So there's Spider-Man, which they showed off. They have Last of Us 2 coming, but they haven't showed any more. They didn't show any more of it at E3. Same thing with Death Stranding. They showed a bit more of Detroit Becoming Human, which looks like an interesting game. We have Gran Turismo Sport, and then they showed off some of the new Uncharted game as well. So
they also showed off Beyond Good and Evil and A Plague Tale, and those both look really good.
Oh yeah, Plague Tale looks very interesting.
Yep. Yeah, Shadow Colossus, Call of Cthulhu, Matterfall.
I am so excited for Call of Cthulhu. Wow.
Speak.
Call of
Cthulhu. I have notes.
Yeah. They also showed a lot of oncoming support for their VR system, where we're getting Skyrim VR, which will never die.
So stupid.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Dude, it will never die. What the hell? Knack 2, why? Knack, who played Knack? No one played that game.
Are you talking shit?
No one played it.
About Knack?
Knack 2. Knack 2. You have a sequel. For the love of God, why?
Hey!
He did that.
Pulled a pun. I have no idea how they got enough money. Why? Someone enjoyed it enough. You know who it was? That donkey guy from YouTube. He probably put like $400,000 into it so they can make a Knack 2. So we're getting Skyrim VR. They have some more games coming out. That we have Star Child, The Impatient. They had the monster fishing game for Final Fantasy. Bravo Team, which is another FPS. We have Moss. And they look like a lot of the cool like platformers and other things that they're releasing. They look really cool for the VR. I don't really give a shit about Skyrim because I played Skyrim 1,000 times already. And they're still releasing it on things. But it's nice to see that they're still showing support for the PSVR. It's not.
Talk
wasn't
about kicking a dead dragon.
Is it the same story every time they release Skyrim?
Hell yeah!
Why would it be different?
Because I know they're releasing on the Switch too, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same exact thing.
Huh? Yeah, but now you can play Skyrim on the go. Oh.
Exactly.
Well, that's pretty cool. But
that's pretty cool.
Oh. Yeah. So they also showed the remake of Shadow of the Colossus, which looks really cool. And I think it's being remade by the same people that remade the Modern Warfare remake, wasn't it? I think it's something like that. Mm-hmm. Blue Point? Something like that. And so I'm super excited for Shadow of the Colossus remake on PS4. That'd be awesome. They're also, they showed off Uncharted. They showed off
they don't charge full price for it because, I mean, the game's old as fuck. They've done two releases of it already. Like, that should be like a $30-$40 title.
What was the second release?
They did it on PlayStation 2, then they did an HD remix on PS3, and then they did an HD release for PS4, and now they're doing another release of it for PS4 remake where they redo the entire game. And it looks like it doesn't look all that different. I played the living shit out of that game. I ran through it 3 times. As soon as I saw the trailer, I'm like, "What?" I mean, I'll buy it because I'm a fucking Colossus fanboy, but what the fuck are they doing? Like, I mean, if they released that with Ico, if they did both of those, like did an Ico Colossus double pack, right? And they were both remade, I mean, it would be worth it, but I just don't understand why the one game.
I know.
I guess it's just for people like me, because I've seen playthroughs of Shadow of the Colossus, and that was the original one, and seeing that they're coming out with a like completely new, like completely remaking it into something that's like that I can play or like I can like watch and actually enjoy is like good. And I think they're just trying to capture like my kind of audience or people like me, the people that like seen it and heard about it but never have gotten a chance to play it yet.
There's boobs in Shadow of the Colossus.
Is there?
I don't know. You say it's your type of game.
Well, yeah, you know, okay. Giant you got me there. You got me there.
All right.
They should put Ego in there. I mean, it's a shared universe. They should. I mean, if they're going to do that, why not just do both games?
All right. We also, you know? Yeah, they also showed off some DLC for Horizon as well. And they showed the new Detroit Become Human game, which looks pretty cool as well.
It does.
So they closed out with Spider-Man. They showed a gameplay thing for Spider-Man, which looks really good. I'm excited. It reminds me of Spider-Man 2 back on the GameCube.
Yeah,
yes.
That game was amazing.
Arkham Knight during the day.
Yeah, they do.
That
they
whole
do.
Spider-Man
yeah, the
thing
stealth.
Is very bad, man.
Yeah, the stealth thing I see as well. And they, I wonder if they'll do like an Arkham Asylum kind of thing where
please.
It's just Spider-Man fighting a bunch of villains,
please.
Which would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So, they again, we haven't seen any. Can you not? Can you not?
What?
That gets picked up.
The tap?
Yes.
No way.
Dude, you could. I'm telling you. You'll hear it.
All right, okay. You two. Kiss and
you'll hear it.
Come
all
on,
right.
We're on a time.
All right, so they didn't show any Red Dead 2. We didn't get any Last of Us 2. There was no Death Stranding. But they did, PlayStation 4 did say they withheld a lot of stuff from E3. Mm-hmm. So,
did they say why?
No, I don't think so.
Because E3 is garbage now.
Yeah. We'll also talk about that near the end, what we think if E3 is still necessary, per se. So what we're going to do is we're going to throw a curveball here, and I'm for the next section, I'm going to have my wonderful sister, Kaylin, read off the major game releases for Nintendo at E3. So go ahead and take it away, Kaylin. Show them your game face.
Easy out.
Okay. So they're releasing Super Mario Odyssey. Kyle, leave me alone. Okay, there we go. Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Woo!
Titties.
Yeah.
An untitled Pokemon RPG. Mm. That's going to be exciting. Metroid Prime 4.
Yo!
Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild DLC.
Yosh.
Mario and Rabbit's Kingdom Battle.
That's going to be interesting.
Splatoon 2.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and ARMS!
Whoa, the ARMS content. ARMS content.
No.
So, as we know, Nintendo doesn't hold a press conference.
Xenoblade.
They're
ARMS.
Usually their representation at E3 is usually they'll have like some demos set out for people to play, and it was Mario this year. Last year it was Zelda. So they usually do their Treehouse live streams, but we have seen a lot coming for they also have a Kirby game for the Switch that's coming out as well.
Cool.
Where you could actually like recruit enemies and have your friends play as the enemies from the game, which is kind of following a Mario standard somewhat. They have the DLC content for Zelda, which has some new weapons and armor. And it also has the trials, which is like a bunch of floors that you run through with like no armor or weapons. And then if you complete it, basically the Master Sword, the way it works is if you're near something that's like evil, like Ganon based or something like that, it will glow. And instead of doing 30 damage, it does 60. And it also doesn't, it will eventually have to be recharged, but the sword doesn't break. But if you complete the trials, the sword will basically be glowing all the time. So you have a 60 damage weapon at all times. But at that point, if you're already beating the game, what the hell is the point? Unless you want to like go and beat a bunch of Lynels. It might help you towards 100% completion, but I beat the game. I did like 40 of the palace, or what are they called? The dungeon things that you get stuff from. And I probably won't play it again until the story-based DLC comes out, which will probably be later in the year. Or I think it's like mid next year, something like that.
They were talking next spring.
Yeah, they have new amiibos coming out. They have an amiibo for each of the champions from Zelda. So those are going to be cool. They have a Metroid amiibo that's actually like squishy. It's coming out. That looks really cool.
Squishy.
Like the Yoshi one.
Well, the Yoshi one's like a yarn, like a but still, yeah, I see where you're coming from.
That Yoshi one was impressive.
Yeah, they also showed off a lot of, obviously Mario was there. Mario looks really cool. We know kind of like the main gimmick of the game now, which is basically you take over enemies with your hat, which is interesting.
Yeah,
it looks like a new take when they compared this Mario to Mario 64 and Super Mario Sunshine. So I'm really hoping we get like another super impressive Mario title. That will be like a because this mechanic is fresh. So I want to see how they design the levels around this mechanic of having to take control of enemies and use them to progress. So I'm excited to see where it comes from. It looks very pretty, and it's going to be on the Switch, so it's going to be cool to take it.
What happens to Mario when he takes off his hat?
His hair shows. He tosses it. If it misses, it comes back, and then he puts it back on.
What happens to him when he's controlling someone else?
It doesn't
work
on him.
Oh, I wonder. I don't know. When he throws it, the camera assumes. I wonder if Mario, like,
does he just turn into a vegetable? Oh, and falls limp on the floor.
No. I've seen it. What happens is Mario gets sucked into whatever he's possessing. I'm gonna say possessed. Yeah. They say captured because the word cap is in it, and it's a pun because Nintendo's like that. Funny. But I'm gonna say possession because that's exactly what it is. Because they showed him taking over the man, and he like gets sucked in like Ghostbuster style into his head, and the man gets like a mustache, and he takes control of him. But yeah, he gets sucked into whatever he throws the cap at.
Okay, I didn't see that part. Okay,
you can also use it to teleport to other locations. You can throw it, and if it hooks on like a flagpole or something, it'll teleport jump you. It's an interesting mechanic, but the play style is bizarre. And the world designs are all over the fucking place. Like, Mario's always had a consistent world design. This is the first one that shakes things up. It's like, this is Nintendo's announcement that they just do not give a fuck. Like, zero fucks given. It's Mario, like it or not. And I'm going to play the shit out of it. That's the only reason why I'm getting a Switch so far.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. And I'm excited to see, because I haven't played a Mario game since... a little bit of Galaxy was the last like major Mario game I played, the first Galaxy. So it's cool to see them still. It looks like we're going to get a lot of good titles for the Switch. It's also cool to see that we are getting somewhat third party support for it with Skyrim, and then they have FIFA coming to it. Again, we've all said it 1,000 times, but it won't be like how we want it, where everything will be coming to the Switch, but it's nice to see that it won't just be a Nintendo game player. There'll be other games you could play on it as well. So, real quick.
When is Shin Megami Tensei coming out? They still haven't given us a date.
Yeah. When they showed it, it wasn't even, like, it was at starts of development. So it might be end of next year, early 2019, something like that. But it'd be really cool. I'm super excited to see what they do with it. I'm hoping they pull like a Fire Emblem Heroes, where it's just like a...
I will riot.
Where it's just like Shin Megami Tensei-based... what's that game? What's like the original parent of those types of games? What's that shit called? Like the original games in that formula, Sean? Like Hyrule Warriors. What's it called?
Oh, Warriors. The Warriors. The
Dynasty the Warriors. Warriors. Dynasty Warriors.
Well, yeah, but they call them Warriors games.
Yeah,
they always add Warriors
in there. I'm hoping they don't pull like a quick one and do something like that. We actually get another like Shin Megami Tensei game, like as it is. So we'll see. We'll see what they do. We're gonna go ahead and we're gonna do a round table one more time for this time for PlayStation. How we think PlayStation did this E3 compared to last E3, and then we'll move on to Ubisoft next. So I'm gonna go ahead and have Caitlin start as usual.
Well, I mean, I love Spider-Man.
Woo!
Oh my god!
So,
boys and girls over here.
Yeah, I have to turn down the volume when I'm editing.
Yeah,
this.
I love Spider-Man, so I was immediately impressed.
I love Spider-Man.
They shoehorned Miles in there.
So, I like PlayStation's conference.
Can you talk into the microphone?
I'm talking in the microphone.
There you go.
Okay.
Ooh.
I like the games they showed. I mean, it's not like Xbox, they didn't have a lot. I mean, I feel like they had a good amount to show. So, yeah, I was impressed.
That's good.
So, moving on to Anthony, what do you think about PlayStation?
I am definitely looking forward to Days Gone. I saw the trailer for that, and anything that has to do with zombies, I'm definitely, like, buying it. Let's see what else. Senran Kagura.
Oh my god.
Why haven't we seen you playing Killing Floor 2, Anthony?
Because he hasn't.
Anything that has to do with
he's never online.
That too, and that game scares me because I played it on Kyle's PS4.
For shame.
That game scares
for
me.
For shame.
I love zombies, but he's afraid of them.
It scares me.
Dude, one of the zombies has giant titties.
It's fat, though.
Technically, they're more demons than zombies, but it's got giant titties. That's all I'm saying.
BBW.
The nipples are like 3 feet
okay.
long.
That's okay. Is it okay? That's okay.
Anthony's like, if I could wink to it, we're good.
That's his rule of thumb.
We all remember. We all remember Eris Morn.
Oh no!
Treating it like a day of infamy. We all remember that day.
It was a day of infamy.
Eris Morn.
I'm still at PTSD over that fucking picture.
I didn't see anything for Yakuza 6.
So cold.
But I heard that they actually talked to like actual Yakuza members to try out the game.
No, that was one of the earlier Yakuza games that they did that with. That I was telling you about. Okay. That was like Yakuza 3 or 4 that they did that with.
Still, I think that's pretty interesting.
That's funny as shit.
I might get that one just because.
Yakuza 0 was really good.
Really?
I've heard it was hilarious. And
it was funny?
Yeah. Yakuza games are usually funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So what do you think, Tyler?
But I didn't watch too much of the PlayStation conference.
Lowly Xbox present.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I said present. I meant peasant. But okay.
I am a gift. Thank you. No. I did watch a little bit of the God of War. That was really cool. That was a series I always wish I did get into. But again, never really owning anything Sony, I didn't have the chance. And then also, I thought as I'm looking at now some of these games too, that just refreshing my memory here. Did you guys hear about the Vampyr game?
Yeah,
I thought that
it's
was
a vampire.
It's a vampire game, but I thought it was a PlayStation exclusive. But right here it says it's also for Xbox One and PC. So yeah, that looked really interesting. I don't know if it was maybe the song that got me more attracted to it, but the trailer was really neat though too. And anything kind of settled around like, you know, vampires and stuff like that, or like that always interested me. So besides that, there wasn't much. I got the shorthanded on that end there. So
yeah, PlayStation really, although they showed a lot off, they didn't really do much. Like, it's not much different. The start of the conference was pretty cool. Like, they had those people come up and they were playing the instruments with, like, remember, Ansi, we saw that with, like, the water effects and stuff?
That was actually pretty cool. I really liked those little, like, performances at the beginning.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. But besides that, it was a complete copy-paste from last year's E3. They just let the games do the talking. What is going on over there?
Dumbass.
I didn't know this was a feature.
This is great.
I know they have a thing where you could like actually grab their boobs.
Take your tablet away.
This is not
what I'm here for, though. Like, I heard
Anthony, you're grounded from the tablet. No more tablet. Seriously, done.
Take it away. Oh, there it is.
There's a boob slider. That's
ridiculous.
Wait,
why does she have one nipple? Where's the other one?
No, that's a button.
That's a button. Okay.
It's like Mickey Mouse hand.
Oh my!
This is retarded. Why are we doing? Okay.
So this episode is E3.
So Sean, what do you think about PlayStation?
I think that Microsoft threw themselves off the table, and then Sony jumped off right afterwards. I mean, they did marginally better. They both showed a tiny handful of first-party titles, 90% of which we had already seen. They gave you a little bit more footage of games where you knew what was coming. I did like the fact that you got to see interactions with humans as opposed to zombies in the Days Gone gameplay trailer, and you get to see how you work with environmental hazards and you can approach games. Things kind of like Hitman. All right, do I want to trigger the horde to overrun the enemies? Do I want to sneak in stealth style and try and take it out? More risk. That's kind of interesting. I like the fact that they showed cutscenes from Call of Cthulhu. We still don't have any gameplay. The Shadow of Colossus remake is nice to hear about, but unthrilling. I want to see more about Matterfall. That's got me excited. Beyond Good and Evil has me excited. They had a new cutscene. It seems like they changed the art style because they had a cutscene with Paige, the pig dude, about a year ago.
God damn it.
New one was totally different.
I'm sorry, Sean. So, they're like watching this video of Cedric Kagura. And like you could change how big their boobs are, and so they just kind of like.
You guys go ahead and finish the boob shit, and then I'll finish what I have to say. Okay.
I can't hear.
Tap one of the ads back here.
You just take his tablet away.
Professionalism at its best, right here, guys. All right,
I'm done. I just wanted to see that because I was looking through YouTube and I saw Senran Kagura mod boob whatever, and the thumbnail was like huge, like unimaginable boobs, and like I'm showing gameplay of it, and it was just funny because like
Sean,
like the game's not supposed to have that boobs that big, so the game's
I'm gonna
like,
throw myself off
life
the table
isn't supposed to have boobs that big. The back is breaking, that's what you meant to say. And just keep that iPad over your crotch there.
Yes, I'm just gonna keep that there. No one take it away from me.
Well, he will just chill out. Stop breaking the.
I can't. Damn it, Caleb. It was just working.
I can't hear Sean's voice. I'm scared. All right.
His beautiful voice.
So, I miss him. We have everyone's opinion on PlayStation. We're going to go ahead and continue.
I was especially excited.
Stop screaming.
A Plague Tale. And I did like the fact that they gave us more of God of War trailer and we finally get to see some combat. But again, nothing really terribly new. God damn it, people. Seriously?
I am listening, Sean. I am listening.
All of you talked.
I am listening.
Sean, stop screaming.
I'm listening with my heart, Sean. I just can't hear you, though.
All right. So now we know for the future.
It was less than thrilling. Marginally better than Xbox. I'm done.
All right. Yeah, I definitely agree with you. They really didn't do anything super expansive, and that's what we'll talk about that a bit later as we go into what we think if E3 is really necessary as we move forward. So we're gonna go ahead and move on to Ubisoft, and I'm gonna read off some of their major games.
Wait, is it Ubisoft or Ubisoft?
Ubisoft.
Ubisoft.
There you go. You got Anthony. Ubisoft. So we have Beyond Good and Evil 2, which they showed off. We have the new Assassin's Creed. We have the new Far Cry 5, Skull and Bones, The Crew 2, the Mario and Rabbids game. They talked more about this South Park game coming out. Starlink Battle for Atlas, a new definitive edition of Rayman Legends for the Switch. And they're also bringing Steep to the Switch, which is like a snowboarding game. Wow. So they had
failed horribly in all of its other incarnations. That game did so bad. And now they're like, we're going to bring it to the Switch instead of burying it like they should have.
Yeah. And they also had Miyamoto there, and they did like the whole, it was like a surprise. And they did the Mario and Rabbids they talked about, which is basically XCOM with Mario characters. But that it's new. I can't. The one thing I say about Nintendo is at least they're trying new things. They may not always work, but they always attempt.
They're doing something.
They got an A plus for effort.
Mm-hmm. Ubisoft.
Yeah. So that was a little bit of Ubisoft. Again, they just showed off games. The new Far Cry and Assassin's Creed look okay. I like that they're making changes to the way the game is. They're removing the tower system where you have to climb things to like fill out the map and shit like that.
I like that one.
It was fun, but when you do it for every game, it gets a little old, you know. Exactly. I just revisited like the Assassin's Creed series, and I'm finishing up 3, moving on to 4 again. And I mean, just kind of seeing the transition of the games and how they slowly develop over the years. Like, this one does look really cool. I like how they're kind of changing a lot of things up. They also have like almost like a leveling up system too that I saw. That was really interesting. So, and then, you know, seeing the
Destiny UI as well. Don't forget that.
Yeah, and the whole Egypt setting too. Let's see how that goes. So, it looks interesting.
Yeah, it definitely looks really cool. But yeah, Ubisoft just kind of did their thing, showed off games. And was Ubisoft. They added a lot to the cringe compilation as well, which is just excellent. It's so satisfying watching what grown ass men that run companies think is appealing to the younger generation. It's very satisfying.
Especially considering half the people that play the games aren't even the younger generation. Like, these guys are bananas.
Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna also, since Ubisoft needs it, they're kind of not as, they don't do as much. We're just going to kind of shotgun through these. And we're going to go next to EA as well. And EA showed off some good games as well. They showed Anthem, which is kind of like a Destiny-inspired game. Dude. Which it looks really cool. But the problem is,
Anthem was full boner. That was full boner. That looked like awesome. That was gameplay. It wasn't fucking cutscene. If it follows through on half of the promise that showed, I am down. I am totally down.
Yeah, it looks cool. I also saw a funny video where its Anthem was being played by real people.
I saw that. That was funny.
That was so funny. I'll have to show that to you, Anthony, after we're done here tonight.
All right. I saw that before I got here.
But that was funny. I found that hilarious. I lost it when that dude joined in and he was eating the chips. That shit got me. Like a
slurpee. Then I was like, yo, what's up, bro? I mean, you already know how it is.
Yeah, brought this fool with me. Yeah, the whole thing is like, man, I really hope I get Jara's Wrath and not these stupid shards. God, this game's 40 gigabytes of bullshit. Yeah, I love it. They also shut off more of the new Battlefront. which again, I'm sure everyone's a little bit cautiously skeptical about the new Battlefront because the first one kind of pulled everyone sideways and fucked her in the ass without taking them to dinner first. And
stepped on my left nut.
Yeah, the left nut alone.
The left nut, yeah.
The right. Jeez, Kaylin. Just yeah, bitch slapping the pop right. filter. So, yeah, that looks cool. I like that they're kind of implementing the older Battlefront mechanics. So there's classes now and stuff. I like the map that they showed off. I have no idea what planet that was on.
I believe that was Naboo.
I like that it was cool that
are
they had.
Still playing from the, they're still playing from the Imperial perspective, which is brand new. Like
oh,
the story
yeah, the
mission
campaign.
Isn't a hero. You're playing villains.
Yeah, the campaign looks
and
cool.
From the brainwash. Yeah, that's the part that's got me interested is the campaign. I mean, I like the fact that the mechanics are coming back, but they put a campaign into it, and it's something different. You know, you're playing a brainwashed Imperial. That is fucking cool.
Yeah, I definitely like that. I like that they have all the heroes from all the... chill out over there. I like how they have all the... They have all the heroes from all of the eras of Star Wars.
The whole saga.
So yeah, we got to see Rey and Kylo fighting, and we got to see Yoda and what's his name, Darth Maul. Although
tell me they have Ahsoka Tano.
Yeah,
no, please tell me they have
Kylo Ren.
They have
Darth Maul all the way.
They have Jar Clone
Jar
Wars.
Binks.
So
like a Darth Jar Jar.
Jar Jar Binks
that'd be awesome.
As a hero, man, that'd be the hero that if you get him, you just suicide so you can play as a soldier
top
again.
$1 to play as Jar Jar.
Yeah,
hell yeah, dude. Jar Jar would be awesome. I like Jar Jar.
Yeah, Jar Jar has like laser beam vision, so he just like one shots everyone he sees, and then if he says something, it causes.
We're doing this with comedy relief, and it just kills everyone.
Oh god!
Who is the suck your cock?
Damn it.
So he likes the Siemens.
Jesus. So they showed off that. I'm excited that they're going back to like Clone Wars and stuff because I thought that was really cool with the older Battlefronts. So. All they need now, they also have the whole, like, all the DLC will be free, so that looks cool, almost like as an apology to the first game. But I'm again, cautiously skeptical moving forward about it. Skeptimistic, yeah, it's my new word for the day.
Skeptimistic.
Everyone, that's your flowcab word for the day. We also have A Way Out. They showed FIFA 18. Obviously, yeah. We're getting FIFA on the Switch. We have Madden, NBA, and then Need for Speed Payback, which was... Yeah, Need for Speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Yeah.
You can tell we're not sport games.
Sport players, no.
Yeah, I mean, I like sports games, but, you know, you get a new, it's like the same game every year. They go one step forward, two steps backwards. So they'll, like, take something away and they'll add it on, like, a few more years, like, down the road. And they'll be like, oh, this new feature. It's like, no.
Are you eating a candy? I can hear it in your voice.
That was my last candy. I reached into my pocket and was disappointed.
There's more downstairs. I have plenty of strawberry.
I know.
I have plenty of strawberry Japanese candies for you guys. But that was funny. I could hear it in your voice. Like you started talking like a retard, and I'm like, he's got a fucking candy in his mouth.
Like this guy has anything to speak. Like the other night, he comes on. He's like, Sean.
I mean, for the podcast, guys.
It's like he's gumming the end of a tiny dick. He's just. So Sean, what's up, man?
Please.
This is a podcast, goddammit.
Not anymore.
It was so bad.
We're just going to name this episode the Ear Rape episode. Yeah. Although I don't know how well that will go in search algorithms. The moment you put the word rape in your video, it'll probably be flagged. Mm. So yeah. Again, it was good. I'm excited.
Unwanted ear violence.
Yeah. Yeah, you just got to reword it. But I'm excited for these games coming out. That and I think we have one more conference, which is Bethesda. Nope, two more, which is that. We have Activision as well. But so we're going to talk about really also Bethesda and go through Bethesda. They showed off some really good games. I'm excited for Bethesda. They showed off, although they did it weirdly, I really didn't like the Bethesda Land shit. And they're also getting a huge, they're getting a, I'm sure it was cool for the people there because they actually had like a theme park there that you could walk through and do things for the people that were at E3. But like while you're watching the conference, you didn't see that. So it came across as weird. But they're showing off the new Wolfenstein game, which looks really good.
Wolfenstein.
Yeah. So I'm super excited. It's got Hillary Clinton in there. as the main bad guy, so that's exciting.
The four is the White House.
Yeah. They're also showing off.
I kind of miss when Wolfenstein was goofier. Like when they rebooted it and took
the
serious edge.
Have you seen the trailer for Wolfenstein 2? Have you seen the trailer for Wolfenstein 2?
Have they gone back to humor?
Yeah, they have a dude that's like constantly tripping balls and he sees like little animated characters, like something out of a Disney film.
I see Disney Nazis. They're everywhere.
So yeah, I recommend watching the trailer. Like you start and you're like crippled from the first game, and like you're like wheelchairing out, and you have a gun and you're mowing down dudes on a wheelchair. It's definitely it's really cool looking. Yeah, I recommend you look it up. They also showed off The Evil Within 2, which I recently got the first one because PlayStation does that E3 sale. It's cool. I like it's confusing.
Did you finish it?
Not yet. And I like
No, I told you, man, it's not going to make any sense at all until you get the DLC. I'm fucked it up. That. It is absolute bullshit until you play, and then you're like, oh, now it's a good game.
It's weird.
Because before then, it's extremely weird.
But I'm excited for the second one. Hopefully it runs better because the first one doesn't run very well.
Oh my
PS4.
God, the first one.
The frames take a shit. But again, it was like one of
I hope the AIs are better.
It was one of like the initial, like within the first year of the PlayStation coming out, one of the titles,
really?
I think.
Oh yeah,
we
looked it up. It's pretty old.
Yeah, it's a really old game. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty old. Yeah.
Okay. It's old. They showed off Skyrim for the Nintendo Switch. Everyone.
They bringing mods with the Switch, or is it just
I don't
the
know.
Game? That's the thing.
They didn't talk about that with the Creation Club bullshit.
Or even if they release it for the Switch, I hope they include the DLC as well, because they just do base
Skyrim. I think it's the complete edition.
I think
they do with
PS4. So. Otherwise, it'd be underplayed.
Yeah, they also had they're showing.
I would be satisfied until there's a Senran Kagura mod for Skyrim.
Oh my gosh.
On the
We have our closet. Well, I wouldn't even say closet, but our friendly neighborhood.
No, it's not closet.
Our friendly neighborhood shitlord.
What are you talking about?
Weeb man. Also, they showed off a VR experience for Doom. I wouldn't even say an experience. It's just a straight out game with VR, which looks really cool. Mm-hmm. And they also have the Fallout 4 VR, mm-hmm. which is you could play through the entire game of Fallout in VR, which is pretty cool. I could see that being a problem if you're trying to move places, because a lot of the game, you walk a lot in the game. Caitlin, goddammit, smacking the pop filter. You walk a lot in the game, so teleporting around and stuff, I could see that becoming a nuisance. And they also showed off a bit of Quake Champions, which is cool that they're bringing Quake back. Although I've heard the public opinion on Quake Champions isn't the strongest, because people think that they're going a different route from the original, because it's kind of more like there's characters that have abilities, and a lot of it isn't, it's not as skill based anymore. Although there is still the twitch shooting mechanics, as there always have been, and it's still like that, and the movement's still there. People just don't like the fact that some people have abilities that kind of can put the fight in their favor when it's supposed to be just based on how well you could shoot. So I've heard some problems with that as content. Also, we're going to go ahead and talk about the Creation Club. You guys have heard about this, right? With the Skyrim and Fallout 4 coming out, they have their own little service that they do where they basically have mods on there that you can buy with credits. But the problem is these credits have to be purchased. So they're basically selling mods, right? And from what I've heard with this program is that the modding people that create these things that get onto this site, they're only getting 25% of the sales.
So they weren't getting anything before. They were giving it away for free. So
yeah, it's just weird that now, although people are still just going to go to like Nexus
Honestly,
mods.
I think the mods should be free. I don't think you should be paying for them. And I think it should be free.
Yeah. And the thing is, people on PC will just go to, if that's the case, will just go to like Nexus mods or a website to do it instead of going through an in-game. The only thing that it provides is a bit of ease of comfort, because you're not digging through game files in order to install stuff. Mm-hmm. It's something that's built into the game. But I can't see this doing very well, because a lot of people are getting them a shitload of feedback about it, and it's not necessarily positive.
It negates the point, man. It negates the point. You have the PC community has always been about sharing information and helping each other out and doing new shit and breaking things and seeing what happens when you break them. And they're trying to capitalize. PC Master Race.
Master Race.
They're trying to capitalize on something that's always been free. And if you try and take that away, people are just going to do it themselves anyway. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer to start charging for it. But instead, if you supported the modding community, do you know how much free press that is? Like, how many people are going to go and buy the game just because you support the people that are playing it and that are putting new content out there? And that's a perfect field to farm your next group of level designers from. I think it's stupid.
Yeah,
they're getting too greedy.
Yeah, and they've received a lot of feedback, like I said, from the community, giving them that nice old middle finger, showing them exactly how people feel about it. So we'll see what they do going forward if they pay attention to this feedback. So that was Bethesda. Again, they had the whole Bethesda Land thing that they were doing. They showed off a little bit of Morrowind for ESO. And the VR, I'm glad that these developers don't see VR as that much of a gimmick where they've just completely abandoned it within like its first couple months. They're still supporting it, although I'm sure there's much more room for improvement in that area, because we're not getting as many games as you can. But I'm sure the people that own VR sets definitely feel like it's worth it.
The technology is still too expensive.
Yeah, that too. And although PlayStation tried to remedy that with the PSVR, it's still a little bit out of people's reach.
Yeah, you're going to buy this is the price of a whole new system, man. It's another $400. That's intense.
I know, but
that's an intense
compared to like the Oculus or the HTC Vive, which are $800 on top of a PC that can use them. Right now we're waiting for it.
Oculus in price though. Like, yeah. The Oculus is talking about it going down to, I think, $600, and then they're trying to work the tech so that they can get it down to competitive pricing.
Yeah, they're definitely trying, and I do want to see, like, we talked about it before, especially on, like, we talked a lot about it on episode 5, if you want to hear more of our opinions about it.
I give it 2 years before it's, like, affordable.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. Although 2 years ago, we were still in, we still had VR 2 years ago. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, but it was in the beginning.
I would take a hit on the equipment. If you wanted people in to buy the VR, what I would do is I would take, and they're probably already doing this, but I'd subsidize the equipment. I'd take a big hit on the equipment. You know, that equipment, I would sell the equipment for like 200 something and just raise the price of VR games by $10. You know, and get as much equipment out there as possible, and then maybe start sliding the scale a little bit. But there's just not enough equipment out there to make the VR feasible for most people. Out of 40 something people I know that play PlayStation, one person has a VR headset and he's used it once on Arkham VR. And that game took all of what, an hour or two, I think. You know?
Yeah. Hearing the noise.
I do too.
I wonder what causes that. I apologize for that, for all you out there, but I have no idea what causes that noise. We're working on remedying it. I thought I had it fixed. So.
I can't hear it.
I think it has something to do with the splitters. I'll see if it's being picked up in the recording.
It probably is a splitter, because that thing's like old. Yeah. It's old.
I need to get a new one. All right. So real quick, I'm going to run over some of the other E3 games that, we have coming. So we have Agents of Mayhem, which will be PS4, Xbox One, PC. Borderlands 3, PS4, Xbox
One.
Oh,
yes! Borderlands 3. Oh,
which will be PS4, Xbox God. One, PC. Call of Cthulhu, PS4, Xbox One, PC. Formula One 2017, which is PS4, Xbox One, PC. We have Kingdom Hearts 3, which will be on Xbox One as well as PS4 and PC, which sounds awesome. We have Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, which is PS4, Xbox One, PC. Metal Gear Survive, which is PS4, Xbox One, PC. Micro Machines World Series. Is there a way I could shorten this? I'm going to say PlayStation, Microsoft, PC. NBA 2K18, PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, and PC. Project Cars, which will be on all systems. Project Sonic, all systems. Rogue Trooper Redux, all systems. Sonic Forces, all systems. Strange Brigade. I was going to say World War, but it's WWE. And then Vampire as well, we saw. That's a little bit of our rundown of E3. This episode is going to be, we're not done yet. We're going to talk a little bit more about it, but this episode is going to be a bit shorter, mostly because we're running with a time constraint. So we're going to go ahead and go around the table, talk about what we think about E3
As a whole, or just those last little games that you were talking about?
E3 as a conference.
What
E3 has been, and where we think E3 is going, and if, again, we'll probably be repeating quite a bit, but like we heard before, when they talked about this, when they talked about opening it to the public, they're gauging if they how popular E3 is. They want to know if it's profitable to keep it running, because a lot of companies have been dipping out. Although I can say with E3, one good thing about it is it's really, really good for indie developers. If indie developers can get in and show off their games to magazines, websites, stuff like that, and get their game out there, they love that. I was hearing someone talk, another podcast talk about, he had went to E3 and he was working with a magazine to report on games, and they had a lot of indie developers that couldn't even afford to be at the E3 itself and get floor space. But what they did was they were operating out of hotel rooms. So they had indie developers. You'd go to a hotel room. He said he went inside and he'd try the game VR, whatever he was doing, and then he was able to report about it. But he did it all. They did it all in a hotel room, and they gave him stuff. Excuse me. And they gave him stuff and sent him on his way. But it's really good for to get your name out there, and especially since it was open to the public. Well, although public people wouldn't be going to these hotel rooms to do stuff, but it's really good for that. That
depends. They got huge tits. Anthony would be there.
Damn.
Yep.
Anthony would be in the bathroom, in that or in one of the closets, watching from a distance.
Nah, I'd make my presence known.
Okay, stop this.
Circle jerk.
Oh God.
So, I'm gonna have again. I'm gonna have Caitlin go first, because she's the. Okay, one time I'm gonna have you lead out the show.
I'm good.
Because you need to get better at this.
No,
I'm good.
That's sibling.
Come on.
She's awesome. What are you talking about? She's got it.
No, okay. So what do you think, Caitlin, about E3?
Damn.
I think it's just a hype train, really. I don't know. I don't really see much of a point in it. They're going to get it out somehow, and people are going to know. Like, everyone's excited for all these games. So, I mean, what's the point in the conference if everyone's going to know anyways? I feel like it's a huge hype train.
I could see, with like the internet being around, a lot of stuff gets leaked before these games even are officially revealed. So it's really hard to generate like a huge reveal, because a lot of times people know about it before it's even talked about, unless they're really secretive about it.
Exactly.
So I understand where you're coming from with that. What about you, Anthony, over there? What do you think?
Honestly, I wasn't even paying attention.
Bruh, E3.
I was playing with the little...
Come on, bro.
What are your thoughts on E3? This? Pop filter.
Oh, the pop filter.
Stop touching the pop filter.
I'm sorry. It's fun to play with. I think it's kind of dying down, because I remember being excited for E3, and then this E3 kind of just crept up on me. I don't know if that's just me being more busy or just me losing interest in it, but I think it's kind of dying out, and eventually it's just going to be like a whole online... like conference thing that like they're gonna upload.
Oh, yeah.
Like what Nintendo does.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's going in that direction completely.
What about you, Tyler?
I kind of second there with what Anthony said. I don't know if it's because of, you know, just things going on in my life. If maybe I'm just kind of looking at it from a different perspective, but I remember the first time I watched E3, and I think it had to be like around probably when Skyrim came out, like when I actually sat down and watched like a conference. It seemed really cool, but yeah, over the past few years, I hear like so many people say like, E3 doesn't mean all that anymore. You know, all these things get leaked out, and you know, and you can just go ahead and watch, you know, things on YouTube or whatever, just things on the internet. And, you know, I just kind of lost my train of thought, but, for the most part, it's like, it's cool that, yeah, these, you know, a lot of these companies come together and they'll share, you know, games, whatever, and like everyone will come in, sit down and watch, you know, their conference. But, you know, you don't really need to have that physical aspect of it. You know, it's cool and all, but yeah, it does cost a lot of money. And I don't know. I see it dying down. I like what Caitlin said, though, too. I kind of like the whole hype train. I mean, I do find it interesting, and I do think, like, you know, all these games, when E3 comes out and they show these games, like, there's a lot of, like, hype. I think it's just a hype train, you know?
Well, that's a huge moneymaker, though. You know, exactly. If you get people hype about a game and you keep them hype enough for the game. Well, look at No Man's Sky. People
were hyped about it. Oh, but that's the thing. You get to that end
game. That's why it's a bad thing.
Wow. Yeah. Like,
it's a bad thing to have all that hype around these games. Too much hype. It's not a good thing to have all that hype.
Yeah, I mean, hype is cool. It is really good. You definitely see, like, the...
See, this whole time, guys, I've had, like, a 3/4 chub from all this E3 talk, and I've been excited. And then you said No Man's Sky. And then my...
I'm sorry, I chilled it.
And my wiener proceeded to recede into my body.
Proceeded to recede.
Back to its five-year-old native state.
He's, like, turtlenecking it right now. It's like a scared turtle.
And I shall never see him again.
No Man's Sky 2 coming soon.
Don't you dare.
So yeah, guys, No Man's Sky, pretty cool game.
That's a perfect example of why E3 shouldn't exist anymore.
How about you, Sean?
Actually, wait, real quick, Sean, before we get into that, one cool thing is we got a shout out from Jonathan. He's actually in Fort Knox. He's doing training because he's a... he's in an academy for the army.
Jonathan. I love you, buddy. I miss you, man.
So he has a shout out to all you,
my lover.
All you guys out there that are listening, if you remember Jonathan, he loves you all.
He's kind of that annoying guy.
He's giving you a shout out. So yeah.
Thank you. Hope you're sucking people off there in Fort Knox.
Dude, oh, that's all they do in Fort Knox.
Yeah, I miss you, buddy.
That's it. That's his MOS. suck off. Yeah. So yeah, what about you, Sean? What do you think about E3? I know we've talked about this before, but give us a somewhat of a concise thing based on this current E3 and maybe E3 in the future. Because real quick, I've heard that with this, they've sold out all their tickets. They sold out all their tickets, and they're probably going to do it again next year. But Sean, how long do you think that we might have E3 before something else arises, especially as the internet continues to get better and streaming becomes easier and stuff around that? What do you think?
I think E3 is a dying breed, and I don't think that's a good thing. You got to understand, like, I mean, I got a few years on you when it comes to E3. And E3 used to be a celebration. You'd spend all fucking year waiting. Go eat a dick. You'd spend all year waiting for this fucking thing to come out. That's where all the big bombs dropped, where all the big news was. They had booth babes, booth dudes. They had fucking they never had a roller coaster, but I'm just saying it was a huge event, right?
A roller coaster.
Man, they had roller coaster. Yeah. Never mind.
This is where you got all of your big news. It tricked, eat a dick also. It would trickle out throughout the year. You'd get little pictures, little this, little that. It was a huge thing. And that would open up the rest of the year. That's when you'd budget your shit, figure out what you wanted to get for what, get all excited. The hype train was real, but it was good hype. And as the studios, but the thing is all these, you know, your different companies, Nintendo and Sony and Xbox and Sega and all the big guys, as they've evolved and as our technology culture has evolved, it's leaving them behind. And E3 isn't exclusive anymore. You've got KPAX, you've got all these other cons that happen where they go and release information there. Then they go and do their own side releases. E3 is not unique anymore. It doesn't have anything to hold everyone to it, to be the big momentous event that it used to be. So now it's just another con. And with it being just another con, you lose a lot. You don't have the big drops, the big bombs, the big announcements. As you saw, the whole thing was hours and hours of game advertisements. And if you fucking watch the humiliatingly bad fucking Squaresoft conference, Square Enix, that thing was terror. And I sat through the whole motherfucking thing. I will never do that again. I'd rather stick a glass rod in my dick and break it than sit through that shit.
Right.
That was fucking awful.
Is that a porno?
It was that's a form of torture. But E3 now, as much as I hate to say it, it's a relic, and all. I don't think it needs to go away. It's just another convention. It doesn't have the power that it used to, and that makes me sad because we, as a part of gaming culture, it was like Christmas for gamers. You spent all year waiting for this cool news, and when it happened, it was legitimate news. It wasn't like, oh, here's 30 seconds of gameplay footage for a game you've known was coming for 4 years. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
You know, it was, yeah, it was big things. It was big things. But now, I don't know, man. I don't think it should go away. I don't think it's bad. I just think they lost the magic, and it's not E3's fault. It's Nintendo and Sony and Xbox for changing with the culture and hosting their own little things. It's K-Pax popping up and doing their thing, and it's just not, I think it's important to have it as a convention, but I don't think it's any more of an event now than any other gaming convention anywhere else in the U.S. It just happens to be the biggest one. Comic-Con is a big thing because of its mass and size, and because it's recognized by Hollywood. So Hollywood actually puts money into Comic-Con. So yeah, well, Comic-Con still has that power because big media recognizes it as king, but big media doesn't recognize E3 as king anymore. And I can go online and see the bits and pieces that I need to see anytime I want to. So why get hyped up over it? I mean, it's hard to care.
I think it's the internet.
It makes me sad. Yeah.
I don't think it's the internet's fault.
It's always the internet. No, I mean, they always had leaks, man. I mean, the internet's been around since E3 was legendary. I mean, in the 90s, E3 was legendary, but you only heard about it through magazine articles. So it was like whispered in hushed tones. Did you see what dropped at E3? E3 was when everything would change in the year and you'd get all the new announcements. Now they announce things periodically throughout the year whenever people talk to them online, in magazines, in interviews. It's not a big time for announcements. They just do it whenever. You know, it's not that the internet changed. The internet's still just as prevalent in terms of leakage as it was, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. It's just, there's so many more outlets. They drop news whenever. They don't wait for the third quarter of the year to do it, or the, for whatever. They don't wait till E3. He's not a big, like, everything I just said comes back to, it's not a big deal anymore. It's just a convention.
Yeah.
How is that a bad thing, though?
What's
I think the bad thing is that the way gaming culture has changed now, is the perfect example is No Man's Sky, right? The hype train starts and people buy into something on games that aren't finished. They're not built. You don't have any idea what you're actually getting. It's only words and a couple of pictures. That happened before. But before, you would have a huge amount of testing, and you get a completed game, not half of it, not the training sequence on the disc and the rest you'd have to download. It was a completed game that was released to market, and that completed game would have been thoroughly reviewed before people actually went out and bought it. Now everybody buys things in advance. They, instead of voting with their wallet like they should be, they get all excited and they go out and buy it because there's all this hype that loads up throughout the year. Before, it all happened during one period. Everything would drop then, and you would have a whole year of like little media releases or, you know, coming out before those games would be released. So you had plenty of time to really drill in and do your research, because they would constantly release information, and then you would get reviews like a week before the game was released. That doesn't happen now. So I think the hype train before was healthy. And it was good for the industry. But now, in all honesty, I don't see that much hype at E3 now. It's just an advertisement for video games.
Oh, the it's hype not is a definitely not there. Though. You can tell
not
by watching
this year.
It.
Yeah.
You can tell by watching
No, the hype last year was the same way. It's been dwindling. When Nintendo pulled out, when Sony pulled out, when they started doing their own things, rather than waiting during a specific time of year, they're like, well, let's do it now. Let's compete. We're not held to this. So they all started their own ideas. And when everyone's doing whatever they want and they're not following like the same path in competition, things go crazy. At E3 used to hold everything together into like a holding pattern. And it doesn't do that now. Now they can announce at K-Pax. Now they can announce on their website. Now they announce whenever they want to. There's no format. There's nothing common holding the gaming industry together. And the good thing, like Kyle mentioned, is there's more room for indie developers. But the point is the indie developers, they've always been there. There would be little ads in like GamePro or PC gaming or what have you, whatever games that you used to read, there would be little ads about, hey, this small time developer has come up with this game, so on and so on. And you'd hear one mention of it and then nothing ever again because there was no market to buy the games. They were more considered like test concepts, you know, or this, that, the other, trying to get the attention of bigger studios to fund them or buy their game or release it and so on. Now they can do it themselves.
Yeah.
Again, E3 just it's a dinosaur. It's just the convention.
Yeah, I think everyone on this side, we do agree with you. And
I miss it, dude. I miss it. I miss the hype. I miss the excitement. But also, you brought up the point. Maybe I've just, and you didn't say it in these words, but maybe I've just outgrown it. We are adults now. We're not like in high school where we could spend all year
stepping around the concept that he's a little bit older. Look at him.
I'm gonna kick you. I'm gonna kick your scrotum through your face.
Oh my God. Whoa!
Is that a yo? Everyone, so
tune balls in. Inverted out of your mouth.
Tune in for next week. Me and Sean get in a fight, but we're all oiled up.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I'll pay.
A cuddle fight. It's a cuddle fight.
Cuddle fight. I'm going for your throat. Your oil. I almost said
you can cuddle my throat any time, baby.
I know where to get gallons of lube. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't worry.
I know. Dude, they have them on Amazon. I have it in my wish list.
My shopping cart.
What is it? Like, is it like, what, $1,000 and you get like 60
it's
gallons
an oil
of
drum.
Lube?
Yeah.
Like that.
Flavored too.
Yeah, dude. Ooh,
strawberry?
Dude, what? Imagine how much you can do with all that lube.
You go over to Anthony's house and there's just a blue barrel in the middle and there's no band anymore. You knock on the door and his head pops up out of the barrel.
Dildo, you showed her a dildo on him.
No. It wasn't a dildo. It was.
Did you just show your sister a dildo on Amazon? No.
Sean, remember that thing I read you the description for? What was it? Like the Fuck Me Silly 5000 or something?
Two AA batteries, 5 hours of entertainment.
I wish there were batteries. No, it's just like a slab of like ass, and it's like something. Yeah, and it's something you put your wiener in.
Those.
Oh, yeah, everyone's seen them. I'll show you guys after the podcast.
I can't wait.
Yeah, for all any of you out there that are lonely, there you go. Fuck Me Silly on Amazon. It's like $200, and it's just like all.
It's like a bunch of silicone.
Yeah, and it comes in black and white.
He's
brought the tablet out.
His password and wrong.
All right, everyone. So again, that was our discussion on E3. That was a little bit of our talk, what we think about E3 going forward, what we thought about this year's E3, and a bit of just giving you guys that news for E3. Again, we apologize that it's going to run a little, that it did run a little bit short, but we are on some time constraints. Everything should be normal by next week, and we'll definitely be excited to get back to you guys and get back into just news as we move closer to fall. So thank you all for joining us, and we have all of our hosts here. We're going to give everyone a little bit of a sign off before we go. So,
real quick, Kyle, I just want to ask you guys real quick, what's your favorite game from E3?
From E3,
Spider-Man.
Definitely.
Actually,
Beyond Good and Evil.
I was just curious. Yeah.
Beyond Good and Evil looks really good too. Spider-Man's definitely high up
right
there.
Right off the bat, yeah.
It wasn't shown at E3.
Matterfall looks really good.
Yeah, Matterfall's cool. It wasn't shown at E3, but I'm really excited for Destiny 2. And there's this other game coming out called Code Vein, which is like a Dark Souls-esque game anime style. That looks really cool too. But yeah, super excited for Spider-Man. I think it's going to be really cool. And then what about you, Anthony? What do you think?
Oh
no!
All jokes aside, Days Gone.
Okay.
Days Gone.
Okay. Cool. Days Gone looks cool.
That's cool because I'd have to say Anthem as like the new.
Oh,
game.
Anthem looks awesome.
That definitely looks interesting. I'm gonna have to look more into that. But like then my fan favorite, I like the Shadow War Middle Earth series.
Oh yeah,
that sequel.
That looks cool with Shrek in it.
Yeah, it's all ogre now.
It's all ogre.
Sean, yourself.
Yeah. What about you, Sean?
What about you, Sean?
I'm all up on Beyond Good and Evil, man. I've been waiting for that sequel since the first game came out. So that's my baby. That's what I'm super psyched on. Anthem, I'm excited about. I'm excited about the new Metro and Matterfall. Matterfall's really got me interested. I want to see what more a lot of them, it's just games to watch. Like I'm watching to see what they do with them and what happens. Because I'm going to buy something. It's just figuring out which one I'm going to put my vote behind, so to speak.
Yeah,
I'm definitely buying Beyond Good and Evil when it comes out. Like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you should
as
see
much as I hate Ubisoft, I'm all on that.
Yeah, you should see my pre-order list on Amazon. I got like 10 games in there. I'm like, shit. It's good they don't charge you until they ship them. But, so yeah, again, thank you all for joining us. We're going to go ahead and, I don't know, everyone think of something to sign off with. But okay. This was your host, Kyle, and I was joined by my co-host, Caitlin.
Have a good week, guys.
Anthony over there.
Segun Kagura.
Oh, my God.
Best game.
He said it wrong with Senran Kagura. And then, and then Tyler over there.
This is Ellen Ripley signing off.
And then, Sean, what you got to say for us? Give us your motto.
Hugs and kisses to all your pink parts.
There you go. So you all have a beautiful week, and thank you for listening.
Bye.